This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet, as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Well, 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 brothers and sisters, it's that time again for you to get ready for the man of the hour himself to come and to share a relevant word with you. You already know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about King Arthur LaValle of the Kingdom Fellowship, who just so graciously comes in and shares a word with you every Saturday at this time. Now, he hasn't made it in the studio yet, and I do believe that he is coming. Amen. So we're going to give him a few minutes and just to kind of get on up in here, because I know that he's been sharing a relevant word with you every week. Amen. And I want you to go ahead and get those pencils out and get that paper. Amen. Get that pencil, get that paper out. Amen. So he can get ready to share the word of God with you. As always, amen. I always glean some nuggets from my brother, and I thank God for him. Amen. I pray that he'll just be able to share something with you that will help to elevate you in your kingdom walk and in your kingship and daughtership and priestlyhood, or whatever that you're operating in right now, that you would just maximize your level in those things. So on that level, King Arthur, are you ready now?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. You know,
yes, sir.
You know, that's how we're supposed to be, you know, a blessing to the body of Christ, a blessing to one another, love one another. Some people say, you know, can we, I hear that all the time, you know, we can't come together. Yes, we can. But there's a way that that can be done. We can't come together in one accord. We have to come together with one accord. That's the difference. And that's the key. And that's the answer. That's how we can that's how we can walk and talk and live and be as one. Not trying to come together, be in one accord, but to be with one accord. You know, the Bible say in the book of Acts that Jesus told them to tarry in Jerusalem until you receive power from on high. You know, y'all know the story. And the Bible say, boy, they was all in the upper room and they was with one accord. They wasn't just in one. They was in one accord now. But they wasn't only just in one accord. That one accord that they was in was with an accord. It wasn't what they was doing, man. What they were trying to do, they were just following simple instructions. They were getting in, boy, what Jesus was doing. They was with that accord. They was with the accord that the Most High God was doing. You know, they didn't bring their own agendas and everything else. They incorporated their agendas with that accord. And boy, let me tell you something. Even though they had different opinion, Paul rebuked Pope Peter and everything else, but baby, that didn't stop the move. They still walked together, man, as one. Because they was with an accord. What you saying, Arthur? They was with what God was doing, not what they was doing, not what their ministry was doing. Not what their brother was doing, not what so-and-so is doing, you know. And the show wasn't, man, putting a whole lot of emphasis, man, on their faults and mistakes or their shortcomings. In those times, man, they just lift one another up. They just build one another up. Because they realize something, well, that we're becoming. None of us have arrived yet. And boy, our assignment, man, is to assist one another on that journey. To love one another on that journey. To think well of one another on that journey. To speak the blessing of one another on that journey. We say that all the time, you know, I speak a blessing upon your life. But you really know what you're saying? You saying, man, I say the same thing about you, man, what God told Adam and Eve in that garden. I told them, man, that they was awesome. Thank you, Bishop. I told them, boy, that they was somebody. You know, y'all come and tell me, you know, how great I am and how great they are, and that's a good thing. That's a great thing. But in that garden, know what God was saying, know what God was telling them? How great they are. How great you are. How mighty you are. How just like me you are. Just like me. In everything. Not just in talk, but in walk and in life and in lifestyle and the way you, in your thinking first. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I say it again, you know, how good it is for brothers to be able to dwell together in love. Looking past one another's faults and mistakes and loving one another, man, just like God looked past our faults and mistakes and keep right on loving us. Let me tell you something, in the natural, you ain't gonna be. You come close to it in the natural, you know. That's natural love, you know. The love I'm talking about with men to be able to walk together and join together like that, they, like I said, they wasn't in one accord. They was with one accord. That's the love of God. That's the love that God loves us with. Let me tell you something, boy. Well, I don't want to go there. Maybe. I don't know, something tugging me to go this way. Listen, you know, I represent my kingdom. I represent the kingdom of God. And in that kingdom of God, man, there are churches and there are laws and yeah, in all that, man, and but in all of those things that we are out here in our Christian walk, the reason why all those not in one accord and the differences in our ministries, well, we don't roll together like we ought to. Might not be in the right position. We might be not be in that right place. What right place is that, Arthur? I say it again. They was all in the upper room, man, and they was with one accord. And the Bible say a mighty rushing wind. You all know the story. And baby, when they come out of there, they went different ways and had different messages and everything else. But boy, even those different messages that they had and different giftings and different callings that they had, they all worked together for good. Because it wasn't what they were doing. They were just representatives of the kingdom. They were ambassadors. Hallelujah. Ambassadors. You know, ambassadors are the highest position in government. They don't represent a denomination, they don't represent the Republic, they don't represent the Democrats, they don't represent the, they represent, man, the Constitution of the government. They represent the government. You ask an ambassador to submit and you ask him for And, you know, if you take an ambassador from the United States and you take him over there to, you can take him to one of the poorest nations in there. In Haiti, he's over there. You see there are people living in poverty and everything else over there. But you go look at the U.S. Embassy, you get a view of the U.S. Embassy, it's a big old beautiful gated building. A beautiful big old building in it, you know. But the people, even though they over there in that area, poverty stricken area, man, over there in that country, they live just like they live, man, if they was over here in the United States of America. Why? Because they represent their government. And their government back them up. You know ambassadors don't pay no bills? The Bible says you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. What you got to be doing, you got to be representing, man, not a denomination, not a church. Representing, man, the government of God. The kingdom of God. The ruling authority of God. What God doing. And come up under that umbrella. And when we can come up under that umbrella right there, then man, we can walk together in unity and in love. When we're not trying to get in one accord, because we all got different opinions of things and different giftings and different callings and different philosophies. It's all like a body, different members, hands, legs, feet, eyes, ears, shoulders, arms, hands. All different members with different functions, but they all make up one body. You know how they're able to make up one body? Because the shoulder don't say to the arms, I don't need you. The head don't say to the neck, I don't need you. Can the neck say to the shoulder, I don't need you? Can the shoulder say to the arms, I don't need you? Can these arms say to these hands, I don't need you? Can these hands say to these fingers, I don't need you? No, it can't say that. It need each other. If I cut my finger, man, every part of the rest of my body coming to its aid. My eyes gonna start looking at it, I'm start walking towards, man, whatever I need to get to take care of it. Whatever, if it's bleeding, I'm every part of my body coming to the aid of it to help it stop it from bleeding and the brain ease to that dis-ease. That's the body, man, working together. Why? You know how they're able to do that? Because it's with one accord. It's one body. Same as we are. It's just one body, one Lord, one baptism. Watch this, one message. One life, one love, one faith. One baptism. One God. And all of us is hid in him. Glory to God. If you have ears to hear, I pray that the Spirit of the Lord reveal to you the things I just said. One God. And all of us are hid in him. Not bringing our card to him and trying to get him in on our cards. We've got different groups and organizations that are in a card.